So Rinpoche requests everyone to begin with engendering the enlightened attitude, which is to give rise to the wish to strive to obtain enlightenment in order to be able to benefit all beings in number vast as space, and towards that end one decides to listen to, reflect, and meditate upon the teachings.
Tentereng tomba sanje je chiji tsikje ben dole som petsike ji.
Today Rinpoche will explain a verse from a sutra called Dhammapada.
Chiji tsikje ben dole dani dagin goin ji yin so kin gon de jor som dani te dani dag kyap ta Dani dagan gondu churba yinje Dani li yinba yin sokhe gondu jorde yin sokhe kyan gondu majore
so everyone is their own protector one protects oneself and one should not look for a protector elsewhere or for somebody else being one's protector.
Dani lekar turwana ke hebar ka gonin jos. Dani lekar turwam lekar hewa. Am dani zangbo ya bu jizo to bayina hen de hebar ka be gonin gre.
So if one disciplines oneself thoroughly, if one develops in a positive way, then one has found the protector which is difficult to find.
Tena ta se kangbo kangba tangbu tenda dani da gango yinji son yore dani da gango do chur bu chor kande yimbate tangbu hiku
it is necessary to understand and realize what is said in the first sentence, namely that everybody is their own protector or one is one's own protector. So the essence or one's own essence or nature is rangjin kanderes
dani jung o am rangjin te jung dan traba trima dan traba tares jinsin ji sung bare
free from defects or any stains
dani ji rangjin de jung dan che ba trima dan che ba yina dani da gan gon de jor tu kumare.
So if the opposite would be the fact, namely that one's true nature or essence is stained or has defects, then one would never be able to become one's own protector.
Tena dani dagan gondu chorpe dagan rangin dagan nelo dagan ngote tene yapuhi goyur.
So therefore one should well comprehend or understand one's own nature or essence, which is then related to the first sentence in the verse, being that everybody is their own protector or one is one's own protector.
So
through transcendental awareness or knowledge, one should observe or examine then what is my nature, what is the essence of me or my essence?
Dine dani je ne sor yang da ba de hirab je mege thon yin na yin yin na dine gan la yin jik ba me ba gan gi chan ne ba ma zo ba jin wei.
So if through the eyes, through the eye of wisdom, one apprehends or perceives this true nature of oneself, then one will be totally free of fears. One will not be harmed by anything.
Brangyinte hirabje megje tavar kawa, topar kawa, hipar kawa jeevare.
So the true nature of oneself then is something which is very difficult to realize or perceive of through the eye of wisdom.
Penang atsu meg nam ki te meg sarur de te na zuk zuk na tso pan tong ko yore ma to da garang yin tong ko yore ma re.
So for example, with one's physical eye, one perceive external forms and so forth, one does not perceive one's own true nature.
Penang atsu tumong de meg te na ndoyin je me to te kanga kantunga yore yin ya me do to me ke na bhi ti da gran yin de tunga yomar.
So through the consciousness related to the eye, then one's physical eye, then one perceives external objects such as this flower in front all of us, and all of us can see this flower, then perceive it through the consciousness related to the physical eye, but one cannot perceive one's own true nature.
Na mege te na range lu da ge lu den to ma ina sana tene mege te be kap su lu den dong ge te lu de kha dan tra ko kong bo re ma do da ge ran ge ma re.
So then with the physical eye, then one can perceive one's or see one's physical body being made up by flesh and blood, but one is not able to see one's true nature.
Den nga tsu me ge ran ge lula te pe chata ge phumbo den thong te te la nga o nya ne nam do gen zin ba te da ma yin ba la da den pare.
So then when one sees one's physical body being made up by flesh and blood, one develops a concept through which one then apprehends of this physical body as being oneself. And so in consequence, one is confused about oneself. One conceives of this body as being oneself, which in fact it is not.
The da main be chata ke pombo la da dun probam da do norwa le tin de norwa tel tin be tene donga na zo boyin be.
So due to this mistaken concept that one develops, namely conceiving of one's physical body as being oneself, then due to that mistaken conception, one experiences a lot of suffering.
Tena nga tsu me ki kha ta ge phong bon thong ne te la da go nya ban nam do te nor wa den tra yin ba go.
So it's necessary to understand that this concept that one develops, namely when one sees one's physical body with one's eyes and conceive of it as being oneself, it is then necessary to understand that this concept is a mistaken one.
Norwa te ngo hi na dunga ji tsawa ki ngo hi bare.
Dungal ki tsawa ngo
hi bare. Dunga ji tsawa ki ngo hi bare. Norwa te dunga ji tsawa re. Te de norwa te ngo hi na dunga ji tsawa ki ngo hi.
So then if one then recognizes this mistaken concept for what it is, i.e. confusion or a mistake, then one has recognized one root of suffering or one cause of suffering.
De yendo na chu chorwa chorwa devata devata dunga dan tanyo ji chorwa yore devata dunga ji tanyo ji chorwa layang na chu na o da go sambe namdo ji gi yore te namdo te yang norwa re norwa te dunga ji chawa re
so
tende te ore norwa te dunga ji chawa re
so we have also different types of feeling. There being three main ones, namely the feelings of suffering, happiness, and indifference. And we also identify ourselves with these feelings as being us or ourselves. And this is also another cause for suffering.
So,
due to this concept that one conceives of these feelings as being oneself, why one identifies with these feelings as being oneself, due to that then one experiences great suffering. It is necessary to recognize this concept to be a mistaken one, i.e. the concept of identifying with the feelings one has as being oneself.
Yang dad zebe namdo jugo yere dekhi la dad zebe namdo te yang tubare bawa am tubare
then we have other perceptions as well for example concepts such as this is white this is red this is a friend da dishide to karasumare kanga changing
Then the carbo, then the marbo, then the drow, then the new.
This is a friend and this is an enemy, and so forth. And again, one identifies with these mistaken concepts, with these conceptions as being oneself. And so, dingo shi kogres.
Te namdo de norwa yin pa dingo shi.
So one has to recognize that these types of concepts are mistaken ones.
Te yin dun do cha ye dang nga jan tha do la so be te nin do zi ye sem na so wa la yan te ne da do pa yor.
So
first te yin da do tripa yin pa dingo
Furthermore, one identifies with other feelings or concepts one has, such as desire, anger, jealousy, pride, and so forth, as being oneself. And these should also be recognized to be mistaken.
Make a nam he ne, ye nam he je pardo, nam he so rogla, dadi him be young to buy him.
So, furthermore, beginning with the consciousness related to the eye, up to the mental consciousness, one identifies with all of the six consciousnesses as being oneself, and so one should. Again, recognize that this is a mistaken concept.
Dona, that soruk nam hi la dadan zibam, dadi kim nam do te yang, tene turba yimba, norba yimba, tene mohigo.
So, in brief, then, one has to realize and understand that the concept of any of the consciousnesses, being oneself is a mistaken one, i.e. it's a mistake to identify with these consciousnesses and conceive of them as being oneself or the I.
Dorna da pumbu nga la da de kien pe nam do te norwa re norwa te kar re se nan korwa re.
So again, the concept of identifying with the five skandhas as being oneself is a mistaken concept, and that concept in itself is samsaric existence or bondage.
Kova siji de karre se na mombe ngon korbare. Mombe ngon korbare.
So
kova mombe ngon korre. Mombe ngon korre.
So with samsara or bondage then is meant that one is deluded and confused. It's a state in which one is confused. So the defect arising from being in this deluded state is then suffering. So, for example, when one dreams and doesn't recognize this fact, then one is in a deluded or confused state of mind, and in consequence, one suffers in the dream.
Tena dada nga tsu tene mobeng go hor de sangover.
So it is necessary to dispel or eliminate this kind of delusion or confusion. So, Milarepa, the great yogi Milarepa, has stated in his songs that that samsara is nothing but a state of delusion or confusion. If one then desires to obtain enlightenment or Buddhahood, it is necessary then towards that end to dispel or eliminate this kind of confusion. So the state of Buddhahood is nothing but a state in which delusion or confusion is eliminated. So due to this delusion or confusion, then one is not able to become one's own protector. In fact, one does the opposite, namely one fetters oneself.
Dani je dani chingwar se tonte dani je dani ji do ngawar se pa dani je dani nyomo bar se pa to enda rang ran kale ka buzur.
So then the meaning of this is that one gives suffering to oneself, one develops disturbing emotions and so fetters oneself. So one brings torment or suffering through oneself, So, in fact, instead of becoming one's own protector, one fetters oneself in bondage or suffering.
Pena malam to nga so dunga jonga te, malam jikap so dunga soa te, rangi, rangi de dunga yungere ma do jinda dunga se babuse ma.
For example, the suffering one experiences in a dream is brought about or developed by none other than oneself. There is no external agent that brings one this suffering or brings about this suffering, so it is oneself that brings suffering to oneself.
Dona Danda Pombo nga la da de jebe norwam ngon korwa de sama ina tene da ga ran yin yang ta pa te ran yin da ga ne lo kang yin ba te ngom ta ting ne te wi ngom ting le ne ba
ngom ting se ne
ngom ne de
so if
da de trpa da de mong be pombo nga la da de mong be ngon kor de sama ina da ga ran yin de tene yang ta pa
So if one dispels or eliminates this confusion, being that one conceives of the five skandhas as being oneself, then if this confusion or delusion is eliminated, one will be able to experience one's own true nature, the perfect nature of oneself. So then if one is able to rest within then this realization of one's true nature, then one becomes one's own protector. There is no need for searching for a protector elsewhere.
Tene dani dag ngonda major bne kap so kap dan ngonde ma se tame yo.
So in the situation where one still hasn't realized that one is one's own protector, then it is necessary to have an external protector or look for an external protector. For example, a child can do nothing but look for a protector other than him or herself, such as his parents. So then when the child has grown up, become a grown-up person, then he or she can take care of him or herself and doesn't need to look for another protector. In fact, a grown-up person can help his or her parents in return.
Dani dang gonda major bakapso, cap than gonji to the jumore. Dani dug and gonda cherba capso, cap than gonzo go away, my. Carasana, Dani dug and gonda.
So, similarly, then, in the situation where one is not one's own protector, then one has to look for another protector. When this state is brought about, i.e., that one is able to become one's own protector, it's no need for an external or another protector. So when one has become one's own protector, then the tokpa resena. Kangla jikpa mepe tokpa chungare.
Tava tokwarwa. Dani dag ngondu chirbe tuenda te kangla yan jikpa mepe ta trakpa mepe tungo tokwarwa.
So then one has realized the meaning of that there is no need to fear anything. One has reached a state of fearlessness, that is.
So
then this is similar to the dream state. When one recognizes that one is dreaming, then if one is burnt in a fire or carried off by a flood in the dream, these events will bring no suffering or harm or fear to one, because one is recognizing that it's a dream. But in the situation where the dream is not recognized for what it is, then the contrary would be experienced. So if one were to dream that one was eaten up by a tiger, then in the case of not recognizing that this is a dream, one would search for a means to liberate oneself or free oneself or get away from this tiger. One would look for protection from this tiger. In the opposite case, namely that one recognizes that this is a dream only, then there is no need to search for help or assistance externally or elsewhere. So then if one realizes egolessness, then one has truly disciplined oneself, and in consequence found or obtained a protector which is difficult to find.
Dani lekpar tor seje de dani lekpar torwa da thapa da zangbo ji zo to na so da thapa the de da main bala da de trupe nam do de se ba ina tene dani lekpar tor go yer.
So with this
da zangbo yo yer.
This is meant then that to discipline oneself then is meant that
Dani lekpar turwa na jerwa.
No.
Dani lekpar turwa da zangbo zo to na.
No.
Tene da zangbo zo to gore ze. Da zangbo kande zo gore se na da main bala.
Mm-hmm. So one should develop a positive self, so to speak. With this is meant that one disciplines oneself, meaning that one eliminates the mistaken concept of conceiving of an I or an ego where there is none. And when one reaches this point, one has disciplined oneself.
Tetar da da main bala da dan je banam do se na da lebar turware da lebar turwate tene hind ne bar ka gon rang gon rang ne ba.
So then
ne bar ka gon ne ba ne bar ka kya ne ba.
One has truly disciplined oneself when one has freed oneself of this mistaken concept, conceiving or apprehending of an ego where there is none, and then one has obtained or found a protector which is hard to find.
This is the time that 딱봐 다 산지지 공방 떠버릴 세 발라 되네 다 딱봐 소지들 다 너도
다 딱봐 세나
다 딱봐
간다 용이래
다 다 대라 다 딱봐 다 딱봐 소지들 다 잠보
So then in order in order to obtain enlightenment or Buddhahood, then it is necessary to develop this positive self, to so to speak, this pure self or pure self. So the perfection of this pure self or true self then is nothing but enlightenment or Buddhahood. So having obtained or realized this pure self, then if one proceeds to show the means to how to obtain or realize this pure self to others, then that is the sacred teachings of Dharma. So then, when one applies oneself to this development, namely to realize this pure self, in that situation or during that period, then the persons doing so are called the Sangha. So then in the Buddhist tradition, one speaks of the three rare and sublime aspects, or the three rare and sublime ones. And this is nothing but the perfection of this pure self, the means of obtaining it, and the individuals applying themselves to practices leading to this result. So the meaning of this expression, the pure self, is nothing but the true nature of mind. So then if one is able to dispel the stains or defects of one's mind, then one has become one's own protector. So having dispelled all the defects of mind, there is no need for looking for an external protector. So if one eliminates all the defects of mind, then one has found the protector, which is difficult to find. So this can again be applied to the three aspects mentioned, the three jewels. So then the perfection of the true nature of mind then is nothing but the Buddha, the state of Buddhahood. The means for attaining this state then is the Dharma, the teachings. The individuals applying themselves to the means leading to this result then is the Sangha. It's applied then to purify the defects or stains of mind. So this was a brief explanation of a verse from the Dhammapada. So the meaning of this verse has been fully explained. There is nothing other to be explained. So, if one practices accordingly to this verse, then, as has been explained, one is able to free oneself fully from samsaric existence and obtain nirvana. So it is usually difficult to develop faith or confidence in the Dharma, but having done so, if one then practices, then for example, accordingly to this verse as it was explained, then that in itself is, that practice in itself is sufficient.
It's 1 hour
now.
Yes.
So if you have questions, you can post those. So the question was then what one does, what one should do in order to realize the absence of a truly existent ego. And Rinpoche says one has to begin with recognizing that the conception of a truly existent ego or an I is a mistaken one. And then it was asked what kind of practice one should do towards this end, to meditate on impermanence or another practice. And Rinpoche says that to meditate on impermanence is very helpful in this context. So important to again and again resort to analysis or investigation. When the concept of an I or an ego arises, one should investigate or analyze its nature. This concept of an I or an ego then is a mistaken one, and one should, it is similar to the concept of an I or an ego in a dream, and when this concept arises, one should analyze and investigate it. So then other mistaken concepts arise in one's mind, such as I am happy, I am suffering, and so forth. And when such concepts arise and one identifies with them, one should realize that they are mistaken, and one should analyze and try to realize or understand how these concepts arise.
Tena ranga dunga te rani intrupa dunga ibisena. Tena ranga intrupa ranga ngohina ranga gonda rani ranga gonda jura.
So then the suffering that one experiences, then one should understand that this is nothing but delusion or confusion. The trulpa yimpar digi shuk.
Ranga trulpa ranga ngohi na.
So
ranga trulpa ranga ngohi gen trulpa sena. Tene rangi rani ranga gonda jura.
So then if one realizes the suffering that one has created oneself to be nothing but confusion or delusion, then one has truly become one's own protector. So then this So then the Buddha stated in the verse that has been explained that one is one's own protector, and from this statement one can conclude that in the same way one is the creator of one's own suffering, fears, and so forth. So then one can also understand that if mental confusion is eliminated, semgi trupa di sepa ina.
Ranga dunga de ranga sem de trupe sepa ina, sepa hakona, tona, sepa bo wan chi yinda meba koto.
Then one.
Ranga dunga sepa bo. Ranga dunga de yinja ma sepa toto.
One realizes that the creator of one's own suffering is none other than oneself, and at that point, then one will understand that there is no external creator of one's suffering. So the question was that, well, the person who made this question says that she has understood what Rinpoche has said, but she still suffers, so what to do? And Rinpoche says it is not sufficient with an intellectual understanding, one has to practice and meditate. So it is so it is stated in the Treasure of Knowledge, a text composed by Jamgun Kontrol, that one has to apply what one has listened to and reflected upon. One has to apply this in meditation to practice it in the same way as a farmer must make good use of his harvest or crops in order to benefit from them. So then the Buddha has stated in this context that I have shown or demonstrated to you the means for attaining liberation, and now it depends on yourself whether you will attain liberation or not, and then obtaining liberation depends upon whether one practices and meditates or not. Well,
Tangbo Marekpa Ranga Marekpa Sejitu Musim Badakarjigre.
So, to begin with, it is more important to recognize or understand what ignorance is.
Tene Marekpa Musim Badelayan Ranga Sem Namdo Mumazena Marekpa de Musim.
So then, in this context, then to recognize ignorance, for then one has to start out recognizing one's concepts or thoughts. If one is not able to do so, then ignorance will not be recognized either. So one should recognize the present ignorance. Tende tatar ki marik pade.
Marik pade tu kande yung ye pade mui simba mhi pala.
Marik mhi pan doy ka.
Mhi pan. Then marik pade mui mazey na to kalle ka kure ja.
Otherwise, one will not be able to understand when ignorance ceases.
Tene chirda marekpa se chete ne logato matopa ne logato ngoma hipa ne logato ha magopa la marekpa se.
So, with ignorance is meant that one does not recognize the true nature of existence. One is ignorant of the true nature.
Tena tendra vu ngo mahi pa tela, ngo mahi pa marek pa tela kande do tago.
So one should investigate or analyze ignorance then. What is this ignorance that one has not
recognize.
So one should try to understand or recognize one's own ignorance, not be occupied with trying to recognize the ignorance of others, because that is something very difficult to do. So there will be a difference of the view related to then the way in which one recognizes ignorance, depending upon which tradition this is related to, whether it is the Hinayana, the Mahayana, or the Vajrayana. So one aspect of ignorance then is that one is ignorant of egolessness, that there is no truly existent ego, and this view is in accord with all of the traditions mentioned. So one doesn't know that there is no truly existent ego, that there is no I, no mine, and so forth. So ultimately, all phenomena lack inherent existence, and one aspect of ignorance then is that one is ignorant of that fact, namely that phenomena lack inherent existence.
Pena dandamana ngo mahipa kavla tele marepati jana yan tos ko devo.
So ignorance can then, if related to the situation when one is dreaming and is not aware of that, if ignorance is related to that dream state, then one can easily understand the aspects of ignorance. So two types of ignorance arise in the dream state. Namely that one is ignorant of there being no truly existent ego, and one is ignorant of that there are no truly existent phenomena. There is no truly inherent existence. So if one dreams of a form, any form, in the dream, one is ignorant of that the perceiver of this form, i.e. The ego, one is then ignorant of that it is not truly existent. The perceiver of the dream, or the perceiver of the form in the dream, is not truly existent. One is ignorant of that fact. So then, that which is seen in the dream lack inherent existence, and in the case of then not recognizing that one is dreaming, one will be ignorant of that fact. So then, Saltung de Kurse Milan to
the Milan Troy in Bacapso, same young over Saltung Santigre, Saltung Sante, no, my hippate young Maripatara.
So when one dreams, then in fact, there is nothing but clarity and emptiness, inseparable, but not being aware of that, one is again ignorant of that fact, and so this is another type of ignorance. So generally nangwa tar to
lasing kembe logik duga deta zog te zog ta zog demba tropa ta nang de demba tropa jige
So, generally speaking, then, with ignorance is meant that one takes for real the appearances such as form, sound, and so forth. So, when one sees a form, one believes that this form is something truly existent, something real and solid. And that is what is generally meant by ignorance. One takes appearance to be for what it appears.
Now, the Tembari came from Tembari, but the Tembari came from Madhupari.
So, to conceive of appearance as truly existent, then is ignorance. And so, Marikpe degin ovola.
Tele chena te madopare.
And if one examines or analyzes that ignorance, one will find that it lacks true existence.
Gombo lodrop jen korwa denbar madopa tumba ni du sumare. Denbar madopa tsavate, kova tsava marekpare, marekpa denbar madopa jumsi ji, ten kova denbar madopa.
So Nagarjuna stated that samsara lack inherent existence, and the reason for this statement is that the root or origin of samsaric existence is ignorance, and ignorance in itself lack inherent existence, so in consequence samsaric existence also is not true or real.
Kovat savate marek pare, marek pade yemi tsada re, tis hena korva yemi tsada.
So, the origin or root of samsara then is ignorance, and ignorance has no base or foundation. Tene korva yang tsada shime re. So, therefore, samsara as well has no foundation or basis.
Tene yeme tsadaye yenaya yedan tsava yeba te namdo gzuwa.
So even though there is no basis or foundation, basis and foundation is disugisavare ta. Is invented by concepts or through concepts, so one conceives of a basis or foundation where there is none in fact. So Nagarjuna has stated that samsara is nothing but a concept, and this he has done for the reason mentioned before, that samsara is nothing but a state of ignorance, so in consequence then samsara is nothing but a concept. So therefore nirvana is nothing but a state in which one is freed of concepts, one has freed oneself of conceptual processes.
Namdo le trol gubati se na, tane namdo le trol se bala sem je neluk hai, namdo ke neluk to gubir.
So in order to gain liberation from concepts, so to speak, one has to realize or understand the nature of concepts, what they are.
Yes.
So if one realizes the essence or nature of concepts, then one will be able to free oneself from them or gain liberation from them.
Namdo namdo ngo ma do bte yang mari so.
So another aspect of ignorance is that one doesn't recognize the essence or nature of concepts.
Tanda sarje nindu kapsu nando ngobu chukat sungpa jindwa. Ote tanda te karchin payore.
So in the Nendro, it is said in one prayer that the essence of concepts is the Dharmakaya.
The Namdo ko ngobo chuka yinpa te ngo mahi pa amare pare ta Namdo ko ngobo chuka yinpa te re goyere, to goyere, hi goyere.
So then the fact that the essence of concepts is the Dharmakaya has to be realized, then the fact that one does not realize this then is ignorance. One is ignorant of the fact that the essence of concepts is the Dharmakaya. So the situation in which one doesn't realize the true nature of mind, then that is a state of ignorance. And the opposite then, when the true nature of the mind is realized, then that is spontaneous or self-arisen wisdom, a state of wisdom. So this is the view of the Mahamudra tradition, namely that when one does not realize the true nature of mind, then that is a state of ignorance, and when the true nature of mind is realized, then that is a state of wisdom, spontaneous or self-sprung wisdom. So Milarepa as well has stated this, that when one does not the Nangi Nangi Kande when one does not Diginelo Matopikapsu. When one does not realize the essence or true nature of consciousness, then that is a state of ignorance. But if one realizes the true nature of this internal consciousness, then that in itself is wisdom or spontaneous or self-sprung wisdom.
Yes.
So then, mind is ignorance when one has not realized its true nature, and mind is wisdom when one has realized its true nature, and this is comparable to ice melting into water. So subtle ignorance is totally eliminated when one becomes enlightened or reach Buddhahood.
So
Oshantagi.
Rere.
So it is possible to for somebody to understand that an enlightened being or somebody that a Buddha is able to the karesi to gyore sanjiki
sanjiki hiza tamje zepa hiza tamje ngonsom do zepa ji sapa to gore
re
zikchor kate yimba de nge pa to
ngonsom to kyam parwa
re re
re
ode
ne sur kyam ba
hiza tamje ngonsom do zepa
The Buddha knows perfectly all there is to be known, all that is knowable. This one can understand, but one cannot understand or comprehend the way the soul de kan resolve. Sort of. How this is done, how this process takes place.
Oh, tendore. Chitan sanje je shiza tam je mon som de zikso te so la tene ke pa mangbo de so pa mangbo.
Yeah, well, generally there is a lot of debate and argument with regard to how the Buddha is able to perceive or see the nature of all that is knowable.
Pena nga tsu mega nam ki tsu zog thonga yore te zog thonga de khande sin thonga do ta ki che pa kap so mega nam ki tsu rang ke zog thonga de nyunga ka toko yore te mene tok sor ten zi tsor khande sin zingi do che pa kap so tene to toko yomare.
So
pena rang ke mega nam ki tsu zog Ziba rang in your way from the young countries and think of the hero of the chain on the sun and thought to wear my tender way, you know. This Sanjay is a total collector.
For example, one is able to understand or realize that one experiences seeing a form, so to speak, that one grasps a form through the consciousness of the eye. But the way in which the associated concepts arise and so forth, this we are not able to understand. This is something very difficult to understand. So then we all experience mental suffering, and this we do. So mental suffering is actually experienced, but when we try to analyze or investigate how this mental suffering is, how it arises, and so forth, we will find nothing, and this is an indication of that it is empty or void of inherent existence.
Dunga la dunga de khemba te yang mare pare dunga la dembar khemba ta dunga la dunga de khemba te so mare pare.
So then to conceive of suffering as truly existent, then that is another aspect of ignorance. And the concept of an I or an ego, that is also ignorance. So since the concept of an I or an ego is ignorance, the concept of other is ignorance as well. So concepts of gods and demons are ignorance as
well.
So all concepts that one has in the dream state in the case when one doesn't recognize that one is dreaming, then those are also nothing but ignorance.
Tena tan dor dan ne log to ma do je par do mare pale tor tu ve mare.
So then in brief, until one has realized the true nature, one will not be able to free oneself from ignorance. So in order to realize this true nature, one should again and again analyze mind. So the Buddha himself has stated that one should contemplate or meditate upon the fact that if one realizes mind or the true nature of mind, then that in itself is the state of Buddhahood, so therefore one shouldn't search for Buddhahood elsewhere. So then one should meditate upon this fact that the state of Buddhahood is not to be sought elsewhere. So when people believe or think that Buddhahood is something different, something which has to be produced, then that creates a lot of problems. So therefore, this concept, thinking that Buddhahood is to be sought elsewhere, i.e. external from oneself, that is also ignorance. So there is no other
Deva.
So then one hopes or desires to attain a certain effect or result through one's practice of Dharma, and that concept or that thought is also ignorance. Because there is nothing else to be attained but the realization of the true nature of mind. There is no other effect or result to be obtained, so if one were to search for something different or something else, then that is a mistaken desire or concept. It's ignorance. So therefore, all phenomena are included in ignorance and freedom from ignorance. Because the state of ignorance then is samsara, and freedom from ignorance then is nirvana or liberation. So ignorance is an obscuration, and its remedy then is spontaneous or self-sprung wisdom. So therefore it is very important to recognize ignorance. Yes, so now we will meditate. So you should analyze ignorance then, since this is what has been explained. So that is to say that one analyzes mind. So one should analyze one's present mind. So then, if due to this analysis one does not find mind as such, then one should rest within that state. So if one finds mind existent as such, then one should rest within that state.